Monarchy. It's the idea that a single family has more power than your own. We have controlled the history books for centuries, but today we see a different relationship with the monarchs that once ruled us all, with an increase in democratically elected officials to serve as our head of state and head of government. Can a decrease in the amount of families destined by birth to serve as the country's leaders? Yet, how important are the royal families that still are in charge today have in our society? How do we still approach and acknowledge them within our everyday lives? And in all honesty, why do we need them? In the following podcast, I interview my mom, a classically music and educated nonprofit arts program founder and developer for Turning Points for Children, one of the top organizations caring for young people in the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. My brother, a 15-year-old soccer obsessed and science-based intelligent young man, and my sister, a drum and piano playing tap and ballroom dancing and YouTube obsessed young girl, all who live in the United States of America, where we have no monarchy. We discuss their opinions on the monarchy in relation to importance, their service, and the love we have for them in Disney movies and songs. Enjoy the following.
So let's just take England. So they're in this challenging, confused state right now where all they are is basically covers for tabloid papers. They really have, they own an incredible amount of wealth, but they don't do any service for the country other than the fact that they have a lot of wealth and they go to fundraising events that help raise more money for things. But they really don't have a position right now. Now, my favorite royal, My favorite royal is the Queen Mom, who is not with us anymore.
Queen Mom of England.
Yes. And she is my favorite. My favorite thing about her was that every day at 5 o'clock she had a gin and tonic. And she lived to way over 100.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool. But also during the war, World War II.
Yeah.
She would go down and help the soldiers and help the citizens, and she really did a lot of community service, and that's very I really respect that. Very engaging. Mm-hmm. The current queen as she stands right now, don't really have a lot of respect for her.
No.
Well, what does she do? She does nothing.
Yeah.
You know? Very interesting fact.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the queen carries in her pocketbook?
Pepper spray.
Oh, she carries a hanky and lipstick. And that's it.
Good for her.
So we talk about royals. Let's talk about how much disruption they cause when they visit.
True
because,
that.
I mean, they're not even heads of state, yet they're somehow treated as heads of state.
They are heads of state.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
The heads of states are
No, in England, the head of government is the prime minister. The head of state is the monarch.
Okay, it's whatever. The so
they're sometimes head of states. They shouldn't be treated like it.
Yeah, but they're purely puppets, heads of states. They don't provide any,
source of power or understanding politically of the country.
Well, they can't even, I mean, they don't have any rights to rule, really. But whatever. So anyway, I have a daughter who enjoyed having tea parties for her birthday.
Sounds like a princess.
Could have been a princess, but it was just my daughter. And one year, she had her tea party the same day that Prince Charles was in town with Camilla and Camilla. Camilla?
Camilla.
Whatever her name is.
She could be a
And just couldn't make that happen because the whole city stopped. Mm-hmm. And I had made reservations somewhere. They didn't call me to say that it wasn't, that they weren't going to honor it. And luckily, I had a friend who said that they thought that that part of the city was closed. So anyway, royals can be problematic when you're...
Was this in Jordan?
No, this was here in Philadelphia, yes.
You now live here?
From Lebanon. Wish you would get that right.
There's so many different places we've mentioned, so it's taking a while.
I studied in England.
You studied in Oxford.
I'm from Lebanon. Keep up. Hello.
So not only in Europe and in the Middle East and across Asia, but in Africa, especially in West Africa, there's still a presence of monarchy.
Why, yes, Ellie, there is. Yeah. And I have had firsthand experience of that.
You have?
I lived in Ghana.
Wow.
I know.
You've been all over the world.
It's true, yes. And I met many chiefs in Ghana, and I have some stories I'd like to share with you.
You do. Was this before or after Oxford?
After.
After.
Yes. I was in my 20s, yeah. 27.
27.
Right there, yes. So my first story is that the first night I arrived, I stayed in a hotel in Accra that was the hotel of a father of somebody that I knew through my own father. It was her father's hotel, and so she told me to stay there the first night, and I went there, and she told me that her father was a chief. So we got to sit and talk. I'm being interviewed, people.
It's the Princess of Lebanon.
Oh, hi.
Monarchs are in the animal kingdom.
Well, you could say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you remember the Jungle Book?
I love that movie, yes.
Isn't one of the apes a king?
I want to be like you.
I want to be like you. That's
a good song.
It is.
All right. And we also have the lyrics, so if we want to sing them all.
There you go.
Now I'm the king of the swingers.
There you go. He's a king.
VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me.
I do think that princesses, that if you are a 4, 5, 6-year-old girl, you are pretty much obsessed with princesses.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Because I think it's because they get to wear dresses.
My stomach doesn't agree with that answer.
Because I feel like princesses are usually portrayed as girls, because obviously they're not, no little girls like, I want to be the queen, right? They're like, I want to be the princess. Because they're little girls who get whatever they want. They're spoiled little brats, and everybody wants to be a spoiled little brat.
Just like Simba.
What are your, like, how would you feel if there was a black transvestite Latino mixed race lesbian princess?
I think we'd be good. I think that would open up opportunities for every single person to be a princess. Because really, when you look
everyone
at all the...
Everyone can relate to
when that. When you look at the princesses, you got white, 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 Asian, a fish.
A fish? Oh, well, Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, like, you get fish before you get Latino. Like, what is this? We're not appealing to fish here.
Nora, what are your thoughts on the monarchy?
Since you're named after...
Oh, yes, Nora, tell us!
You're not really named after, but you have to say make
sure.
We always liked Queen Nora.
I'm named after Queen Nora?
No, not...
What are your thoughts, your final thoughts, on monarchy and identity? Why does society have to judge monarchy?
Why do we judge them? Or
why do
we have to accept them?
Yes.
That's what I say. Why must we accept them? Not judge them. To judge them. They just shouldn't even be around anymore. I mean, in one sense, though, I mean, it is a little bit, not a lot. It's a little bit classier, I guess, to look up to the Queen's royal family, if you take out Fergie and some of the other, Camille, than it is to look up to, like, Kim Kardashian, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here, can I?
So should we have role models for our daughters that are Kate Middletons? Should we focus them on, you know, Kim Kardashians? Or should we focus them on women that have actually achieved something? Like the Michelle Obamas of the world.
Or Oprah Winfrey.
Or Oprah Winfrey's, who I have the same birthday as.
Or Eleanor Roosevelt.
Preach.
Yeah. Or a lot of great, important women and men who have done wonderful things for other people.
Well, you know, Prince Harry has done a lot for the world. And so has Princess Diana.
They've done some, and their celebrity has done more. But, yes.
So what we have concluded is that the...
I think that we should look up to the play.
Okay, then.
And I don't think they should exist, even though they do give popularity and it gives them it gives young women and young men something to look up to. But then a lot of people think and want to become princesses and the kids.
The reality is, this society has created an identity that monarchs and their families are seen as better than the average statesmen or women, or a title given to them by a higher being, an example being God. But with the ongoing problems and distress affected by monarchs and the people that they serve, why do we continue to allow them to serve us, or better yet, acknowledge them as a greater being? Why do we need to continue to build social differences at birth? Aren't we already different enough? I thank my family for their intense and groundbreaking conversation. It shows that monarchy is still very much a part of us, and the values of democracy overdevelop those measures stick inside our heads within our first days on Earth to our last. Thanks for listening.